time to launch the business. That's when the fun begins. So, you know, I think there's some parts of launching a business that are administrative in nature, but they're must-haves. You really got to protect yourself from an asset protection standpoint. Incorporate. It's critical. There are plenty of resources out there to help you understand whether it should be an LLC or an S-Corp or a limited liability partnership, but find the right resource for you. And again, here's an example where the internet has really radically changed the way companies can launch new businesses. There are sites out there like the Company Corporation, where within 24 hours, you can have an incorporated company in any one of a number of different states. So go through that process. From a marketing and sales standpoint, we all live and die by the web right now. So go out and get a great URL that really captures your brand, captures your industry, captures your corporate identity, and register it. Again, there are lots and lots of sites like GoDaddy and register.com that can help, not just with the registration of a domain name, but also protection of that domain name, hosting of the domain name, getting emails, and all sorts of other tools for a very, very low cost that it can allow you right from the get-go to look and act like a growing company, a mid-sized growing company. And that's important, especially as you think about the level of professionalism you want to project to potential partners, to potential employees, to potential suppliers or retailers of your product. So go through the administrative, and there are lots of checklists, and we'll provide one in the workbook, but there are checklists you need to go through to get all the housekeeping done.
And then touching on something that you've talked about earlier with great energy, and that is building your team. I guess at this stage, if you haven't already begun, you'll be looking for the people who are going to help you make this a fully functional company.